听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 14. Infamous. Vigilant. Jostle. Confederate. Dupe. Incipient.Inadvertent. Loathe. Conform. Comply. Contend. Preposterous. Tatty. Overhaul. Aesthetic.Peer, beckoning, Ken, arcade, hiss, expectancy, vie, shin, badger.Taint. Incriminate. Consecrate. Perfunctory. Peripheral. Temporal. Ale. Shred. Gloat.Cedar, haze, impend, cartridge, plum, veer, tinker, credentials, crescent.Cleave. Hack. Heckle. Hoot. Chuck. Eddie. Flounder. Fickle.
Frivolous.
Facile.Lesson 14, Passage 1. Slippery Eddie, the infamous pickpocket, was back at work, and every detective had to be especially vigilant. Eddie's technique was to jostle a victim toward a Confederate who would then slip the man's wallet out of his back pocket while Eddie was stammering an apology to the confused dupe. Within a week, the incipient crime wave came to an end when Slippery Eddie inadvertently chose the chief of police for his victim. Although Eddie loathes Sing, it's his permanent address now.Passage 2. 20 years ago, Blackpool turned its back on the sea and tried to make itself into an entertainment center, says Robin Wood, a local official. Now the thinking is that we should try to refocus on the sea and make Blackpool a family destination again. To say that Blackpool neglected the sea is to put it mildly. In 1976, the European Community, as it was then called, instructed member nations to make their beaches conform to certain minimum standards of cleanliness within 10 years. Britain...rather than complying, took the novel strategy of contending that many of its most popular beaches were not swimming beaches at all. Because of Britain's climate, the sea bathing season is short, and most people don't go in above their knees anyway, and hence can't really be said to be swimming. By averaging the number of people actually swimming across 365 days of the year, the government was able to persuade itself, if no one else, that Britain had hardly any real swimming beaches.As one environmentalist put it to me, you had the ludicrous situation in which Luxembourg had more listed public bathing beaches than the whole of the United Kingdom. It was preposterous. Meanwhile, Blackpool continued to discharge raw sewage straight into the sea. Finally, after much pressure from both environmental groups and the European Union, The local water authority built a new waste treatment facility for the whole of Blackpool and neighboring communities. The facility came online in June 1996. For the first time since the Industrial Revolution, Blackpool's waters are safe to swim in. That done, the town is now turning its attention to making the seafront more visually attractive. The promenade, once a rather elegant place to stroll, had become increasingly tatty and neglected. It was built in Victorian times and needed a thorough overhaul anyway, says Wood. So we decided to make aesthetic improvements at the same time to try to draw people back to it. Blackpool recently spent about $1.4 million rebuilding new kiosks for vendors and improving seating around the central pier, and plans to spend a further $15 million on various amenity projects. The most striking thing about Blackpool these days compared with 20 years ago is how empty its beaches are. When the tide is out, Blackpool's beaches are a vast plain of beckoning sand. They look spacious enough to accommodate comfortably the entire population of northern England. Ken Welsby remembers days when, as he puts it, you couldn't lay a handkerchief down on this beach. It was that crowded. Welsby comes from Preston, 20 miles down the road, and has been visiting Blackpool all his life. Now retired, he had come for the day with his wife, Kitty, and their three young grandchildren, who are gravely absorbed in the building a sandcastle. 200,000 people they'd have on this beach sometimes. You can't imagine it now, can you? Indeed, I could not. Though it was a bright, sunny day in the middle of summer, I counted just 13 people scattered along half a mile or so of open sand. Except for those rare times when hot weather and a public holiday coincide, it is like this nearly always now. You can't imagine how exciting it was to come here for the day when we were young, Kitty said. Even from Preston, it was a big treat. Now, children don't want the beach. They want arcade games and riding helicopters and goodness knows what else. She stared out over the glittery water. We'll never see those days again. It's sad, really. But your grandchildren seem to be enjoying it, I pointed out. For the moment, Ken said. For the moment. Afterward, I went for a long walk along an empty beach, and then went back to the town center and treated myself to a large portion of fish and chips wrapped in paper. The way they cook it in Blackpool isn't so much a meal as an invitation to a heart attack, but it was delicious. Far out over the sea, the sun was setting with such splendor that I almost would have sworn that I could hear the water hiss when it touched. Behind me, the lights of Blackpool Tower were just twinkling on, and the streets were beginning to fill with happy evening throngs. In the purpley light of dusk, the town looked peaceful and happy, enchanting even, and there was an engaging air of expectancy, of fun about to happen. Somewhat to my surprise, I realized that this place was beginning to grow on me.